Hey everybody, and welcome to another Lotto Line podcast. We're here at the Waynesboro Fly Fishing Festival down here at the river, the South River, watching some guys fish, standing here with kayaker extraordinaire, fly fishing light tackle guy, Corey Ruth from Ruthless Fishing. How you doing today, Corey?
I'm all right, Brandon.
Well, we've had two good days here. Looks like the weather's holding out for us, and we're going to get a good turnout today, huh?
Oh, yeah. Thank God it didn't rain.
Yeah, that's the truth. I just caught your presentation, which was excellent, which I probably seen because you and I fished together quite a bit, but I think everybody enjoyed it. But why don't you take our listeners through your guiding service that you really just got started about a year ago, and it's really taken off, and the fishing from the kayak is really cool. I've been doing it myself for a lot of years with a friend, Chris Coyle, and back then I think everybody thought we were strange, but now everybody's sort of got a clue that it's a pretty cool thing to do, and the price of gas probably helped that too. But why don't you take our listeners through you fish pretty much year-round down there in Virginia Beach area, and let them know what's available. You guys have a spectacular fishery down there, and to be able to do it from a kayak's pretty cool.
Yeah, we usually start about May for redfish, speckled trout, and flounder. That's probably my favorite species to go after. I like the skinny water. I'm not as crazy about going out into the big deep water and taking clients out there just because of liability issues. But we had such a great year last year for those inshore species. I mean, let's face it, there's cats that are traveling down to Texas and Florida from our area and probably not getting as good of a trip as they get in this area locally.
Yeah, I was surprised. I never even knew that you guys had that red fishery and trout fishery, to be quite honest, so it's pretty exciting.
Well, it's been almost a kind of a cycle where it comes and goes, but this last one, it's not following the typical rules there. It's kind of they've showed up and stayed for a little while. We're seeing fish of different size classes, from the little 14-inch ones to up to 30-inch fish inside, so that's just a good sign when you got that. But we're looking at a really good year. I think it's going to be a banner year. It's gotten so good I even hired a second guide to help me out.
Wow. I mean, we met him here just yesterday. He's a real good guy.
Yeah, he's another inshore enthusiast. But, you know, we actually don't stick to the inside stuff. As the summer progresses, we'll start fishing at night when things cool off a little bit. We'll fish areas like the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel and the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. And these places are just super fisheries at night. I mean, you get a variety of fish. Of course, we get our buddies striped bass there almost all year long. But you won't see the big fish there that you see during the fall and the winter, but you will see enough fish to keep you busy and to wear you out. I mean, there's nothing for guys to catch 40 to 50 fish in a four-hour trip.
And that's about your average trip, right, is about four-hour trip because of the timing and sort of, and you schedule your trips around the tide or the current most of the time, right?
Yeah, I try to go out at least 2 hours before slack high tide, and that way, like inside Lynn Haven, we can drift out and not have to fight any kind of current fish, and then fish the ideal time, which I think is the magic hours, that last hour of high tide, and then slack, things slow down, but then as it starts to go out again, the water's flushing out of the marsh and stuff, it really gets hot and allows us to drift home, so we're not fighting any kind of current or anything like that.
So what happens is, so we have the April fishery, which we're in now, which you'll start, you know, fishing. And then as the year progresses, we go May, June, July. What's usually the typical pattern and species you target then?
It slows down a little bit because of the water temps, but it was kind of amazing last year. Like I said, it didn't quite follow the pattern. We were catching nice reds and flounder into the hotter months of the year, which is kind of weird for us. So basically what happens is we lose the trout fishery. The cold water, I mean the hot water, they don't like those flats. The other fish stayed on there. Then as we get into the fall again, you know, September, October, and even into November, they all come back. I mean, we've had nice catches of big trout, a lot of cetacean trout in the fall, which is probably the best time of the year to come and fish with us. And then, you know, as it gets cooler, the redfish will disappear, the trout will hang out, and then we'll see the striped bass and everything, and then it kind of goes through the cycle. But my season runs usually May through November or so, and then in November I go over to Kiptopeek State Park and start chasing the trophy striped bass, and I'll stay over there and run trips over there until it gets too cold or it slacks off.
Right, so you'll meet your clients, they can meet you over at Kiptopeek State Park ramp there where we all launch out of our boats, but and then it's a short paddle right over to basically the area where the fish are, right?
Yeah, exactly. About 300-yard paddle is probably the easiest trip there is. I mean, I can't guarantee fish, but if they're there, they're going to be biting. I mean, and of course, guys are catching them on live eels, but I caught them on lures this year, so.
But your clients don't have to just be fly fishing. They can do light tackle, and if they not as good with the light tackle lure stuff, they can do bait. So they have a variety. You obviously have a preference, to do it on lures if you can, because that's usually pretty exciting. But your client, people who want to come, they have a chance at a real good size fish in a kayak.
It's probably your best opportunity with a live eel, and we will do that, definitely.
Right. The one thing about that time of year is the people that want to come need to be prepared, because, I mean, we're fishing from the boat and we're freezing our rear off, and you guys are down there close to the water, and, it can be dangerous.
It's very treacherous, and you kind of, you got to be at least a decent paddler. We'll kind of check you out before we take you out, and we'll talk to you. I will interview and ask you, what you're used to, but you definitely got to be ready to, if you go on the water, to be able to recover and either go home, or if you wear the right stuff, you'll be in good shape,
And if for a beginner guy who wants to sort of get in the kayak, a good idea would be to come with you during the warmer months, maybe for some redfish or trout in Lynn Haven, and then get some experience underway, and then they probably after a trip or two would be ready maybe for that fishery over there in Kiptopeague.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, and we do instruction too. I do set up classes and all that, and we also, if you have your own equipment, we also offer some sort of a discount if you bring your own kayak and stuff like that, because that, makes it easy.
Now talk about your instructional program. I mean, you do the fishing and that's sort of your forte, but you will do a four-hour program where you teach people about kayaking, obviously a longer demonstration than what you gave today, right?
Yeah, I can do it by the hour, but we will do formal. We actually do one formal kayak fishing class four times a year.
Okay.
And I have one actually coming up in July, and you can go to my website and see the details on that.
Where will that be?
That'll be in Virginia Beach.
And most of them all are in Virginia Beach?
Yeah, they're all. It's all located at, we do Ocean's East Tackle is our kind of our little classroom we use. And then for the first 4 hours and then the last half, we're actually in the water going over self-rescue, paddle strokes, how to present lures, casting, just different things. It's a good all-around experience for somebody that's not familiar with kayak fishing.
Well, that's excellent. Now, when the people come with you, usually you're using the kayaks rigged for single people, and you can take up to how many people with you, if there's a group of people want to come. I know you got a trailer and all your kayaks.
We'll do four per guide. We have two guides, so we can do a maximum of eight people.
And four with a guide, and you fish right next to them and sort of take them to the spot and teach them everything.
Yeah, obviously we can't keep an eye on every individual in the group, but we usually try to do our best, and it's four people is probably about the most we can handle at one time and kind of give everybody attention that they want.
Well, that's excellent. Now, what is your website, so everyone knows? That's probably the best way, is to go to your website and then email you. I know you're real good with email and all of your other contact information, but for everybody, what is your website address?
It's RuthlessFishing.com. It's all small letters.
And spell that for our listeners.
It's RuthlessFishing.com.
There you go. Well, Corey, thanks a lot. It looks like the rain held off for us, which is good news, and there's some people showing up here, and the wine festivities are just getting underway, so that always creates a good, interesting crowd after about 2:30.
Yeah, I may have to have a glass or two myself.
Well, thanks, Corey, and until next time, we'll see you.